John Negroponte's next step will be a confirmation hearing before the U.S. Senate. Some other recent confirmations have been contentious. Partly that's because of passionate differences between Democrats and Republicans. It may also be one more sign that Washington is less civil than it used to be. Some lawmakers want to change the political atmosphere in which Vice President Cheney once directed obscenity at a Democratic senator. It's the same atmosphere in which the new Democratic chairman, Howard Dean, recently said in passing, "I hate the Republicans and everything they stand for." NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports on some lawmakers' efforts to be nicer to people whose politics they despise.
It was the last vote of the week, and so New York Democratic Congressman Steve Israel was in a rush to get out of Washington. He slid his electronic ID card into the reader, punched in his vote, and ran for the door, accidentally slamming it behind him on Illinois Republican Tim Johnson's foot. It took off part of Johnson's shoe, making him bleed. Israel says it was more than a warning to slow down. It was an important metaphor.
After the last vote, you know, there were skid marks all over the floor of the House from members trying to get out of here, get back to their districts, back to their families. There's very little talking. There's a lot of rushing out the exits.
Since their inauspicious meeting, Democrat Israel and Republican Johnson have found they have a good deal in common, and they're starting what they call the Bipartisan Civility Caucus in the House. Johnson says their aim is to radically change the institution of Congress.
We're going to meet regularly, we're going to develop a legislative agenda, and quite frankly, we're going to make the unpleasant choice sometimes of blowing the whistle when members are unnecessarily disrespectful.
Which, Johnson says, happens quite frequently these days. But Democrat Israel is also quick to say that this is not some silly pipe dream caucus.
It is not going to be a bunch of members of Congress sitting in a circle, holding hands, swaying back and forth, singing kumbaya to each other. We are not going to do that.
Israel and Johnson say they know that the parties have serious ideological differences, but they believe that they can debate those differences without personal attacks and partisan bickering. Then again, longtime Congress watchers shake up their magic eight balls and come up with outlook not so good, like Professor Jack Pitney at Claremont McKenna College in California.
My crystal ball says that people will try very hard. People involved in this are very sincere. But the electoral pressures, the political pressures, will make it very hard to maintain the kind of civility that people are hoping for.
And this is not the first time they've tried. In the late 1990s, a small group of bipartisan lawmakers began organizing an annual retreat to focus on congressional relationships and civility. There was strong support in the beginning, and about half the Congress went. But after just 4 years, interest dropped, and the retreats petered out. One reason could be the party leadership. Professor Pitney says the margin of Republicans' majority is so slim, both parties' leaders have to focus on unity and discipline.
You want to hold your people together, and you don't want them going over to the other side. So consequently, if I'm a leader, I want to keep people in the fold and keep them talking to people on my side rather than the other side.
But there are signs, at least, that moderates within the parties are flexing their muscles. Tennessee Democrat Jim Cooper is one of the chairs of the Blue Dog Coalition, Democrats that stress fiscal conservatism.
I think moderates in both parties are especially important because we really hold the balance of Congress.
Cooper says some of the proposals Blue Dogs are putting forth, like a constitutional balanced budget amendment, originated within the Republican Party, and that's fine with them. And Mark Kirk of Illinois chairs the Republican Main Street Partnership, a group that on some issues, like promoting stem cell research, sides with the Democrats. And since the GOP has only a 30-seat majority in the House, Kirk says the Main Street Partnership's 45 moderate Republicans could easily sway a vote.
Without us, there is no majority. And we've been organizing at a much more intense level. And this is not about complaining about divisive conservative issues coming to the floor. This is offering an entirely different agenda.
Kirk and others say Americans are far more moderate than the Congress would suggest. They hope they can reconnect with citizens by enhancing civility and cooperation. The question is, will that cause more problems within their parties? Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.